Rickleblog, 24 June 2007, Evil Airline Scum and Carbon Monoxide, Conservation of Text Strikes Again. The Airlines. Scott McCartney writes a column for the Wall Street Journal. The middle seat mailbox is a potpourri of reader comments in his replies. Whenever appropriate, i.e. whenever the subject of airline rules comes up, I send a pithy comment. He doesn't know I have an Evil Airline Scum soft key. This was printed in his online column. Richard Factor raised one of my favorite soapbox points. The reason there is a problem with ticket refunds is that the airlines are allowed to make rules that fly in the face of ordinary commercial reality. If you buy something and don't like it, maybe you can't get a refund, but you can sell it to someone else. Airlines, for reasons I will never comprehend, can make their tickets both non-refundable and non-transferable. Either one may make sense, but why are they allowed to get away with both? Carbon monoxide. Another hobby horse of mine is, of course, the Prius. I sent a slightly less dyspeptic comment to Science News in response to an interesting article they published. This article made the point that the cheap generators, which are the natural competition to the Prius project, generate a lot of carbon monoxide. This is a subject I've covered at some length on the Prius site, where I noted that the Prius, among its many virtues, emits very little carbon monoxide. In fact, I measured it as precisely zero in a brief test. One of the major criticisms of Prius is that these little generators are very inexpensive, so why go to all the trouble and expense of hooking up your car to your house when you can supply power for just a few $100s? I normally counter that argument with the obvious fact that if you already have the car, it will cost you little, and the equally obvious but often ignored fact that if you're going to hook up the generator to the house, the actual electrical work will cost neither more nor less than it will with the Prius. With the publication of the Science News article, I can point to an additional argument. The small generator can poison or kill you. That is, I could if I were an alarmist. If people were dying right and left from portable generators, I think we might have read more about it by now. But you can hardly blame me for using the article as an opportunity to respond and to get a little publicity for my project. Here's the actual content of the letter that I wrote to Science News. I was interested to read that running portable generators caused carbon monoxide poisoning, presumably by improper fuel burning. A good solution to this problem is to use a generator that is designed for much lower emissions. I use my Toyota Prius as an emergency generator that can power my house. It can deliver 3 kilowatts cleanly, efficiently, and continuously, and many more kilowatts on peaks as needed for starting motors and appliances, the well, and the furnace. As hybrids become more popular and prevalent, getting emergency power from your car will be a lot easier and safer than using the ubiquitous portables. Credit card monopolists. I have no correspondence to show about another of my rabble-rousing activities, complaining about the credit card company contracts that make it impossible to compete with them while allowing them to tax the entire economy. Perhaps in my correspondence I have been sufficiently vitriolic but not entertaining enough, or vice versa. I'll keep trying. Bird words. Have you ever had a palaver with a parson about pileated? I have. I know nothing about birds, but I love bird words and bird names. Here's today's sighting as the bird feeder was refilled. It's a photograph of a package of Wagner's Finch's Supreme birdseed. I guess I'm not surprised about the usual marketing and packaging excess for even the most mundane of products, such as birdseed. It's just something I never thought about until my housemate installed a television set for Snooky the Cat. Do you suppose this is ever served with grackle gravy? Now playing The Great Mistake, The Beavis Frond.